Listen up, all you Dickies barbecue buffs. Dickies has classic sandwiches starting under $6.50. Your favorite meat smoked low and slow on a brioche bun, served up at prices that are darn tasty too. So when someone says I got a hankering for a real barbecue sandwich and a real good deal, throw Dickies on the table. You can say yes, please. Great meals, great deals. Come on in and get you some. Right, Mr. Dickie?
We'll see you when you get here. Dickies, we speak barbecue.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Total Spotlight Show. You can check me out on Twitter, at Total Tutor, Neil S. Haley, Facebook, LinkedIn, Neil Haley, Instagram, Total Tutor, Pinterest, Neil Haley, Google Plus, and also on Periscope, at Total Tutor. And I'll tell you, this expert with horses is phenomenal. I was just talking to her. I remember talking to her at the National Publicity Summit about things. So I'm excited to welcome the program CEO, Mindy Chernoff of Rezant Horse. How are you, Mindy, and how are things going?
I am good, Neil. I'm sitting here at my desk, and I'm looking at my pasture with one of my horses lying down and lingering, which is such a great message to start with. Do we linger? And I'm loving it. So it's a joy to be here with you. I really enjoyed meeting you at the summit. I wrote in my notes next to your name, had a really good time with you.
So that was only 2 minutes, Mindy.
But for some reason, I really liked you.
Well, that's great. That's a very nice thing to say. And it's very interesting when my producer, Dee Dee, goes through. I hand her the box. I said, you know what? I thought, oh, I can handle this. And life just got in the way. I said, go pick who you think are the right people. Because I trust Dee Dee because she went last time to the summit in New York. And she's picked the people, right. I'd say, the people I've had on the show, absolutely, they would have been at the top of my list. So, and I didn't take lots of notes because I just knew that this was just a fantastic National Publicity Summit. Some tremendous people.
Yeah.
But when I think about you, Mindy, and horses, I thought my daughter, and we really want to get her back riding and things like that. And what do you think is such a great thing about riding horses? What do you think makes it so special? Yeah.
You know, girls and horses are amazing. And I think for girls in particular, now you're going to have to bear with me because I know that when you have a hammer, everything looks like a nail.
Right.
So I'm going to start with girls riding, but we're going to branch out much more than that.
Okay.
Girls and horses, Neil, you know, they're such powerful animals, but they're so kind.
Yes, they are.
And they're so gentle. You know, we're not talking the feral Mustangs. We're talking if your daughter was to go to a riding stable and learn how to ride, she's going to be on the calmest horses. And so you have that connection. You have the tactile. It's not just riding. When you're brushing that horse, when you're in relationship with that horse, you are doing something that's powerful and oftentimes nonverbal.
It definitely,
which is connecting. Connecting. You had Stephanie McCannon, you just had her right before me.
Yes.
And one of the last things she talked to you about, Neil, was go out and smile. Do something that's completely nonverbal. You don't say a word when you smile.
Yes.
But in that smile, as she talked about, you connect. And I think the deepest thing with horses is allowing us to connect. And so the question is, well, what are you connecting with? You're connecting with the part of ourselves that we don't often get to connect with. You're involving yourself in the senses, the touch, the smell, the feel, the seeing, the hearing. And it extends out not just with little girls.
Yes.
What my work with the resonant horse really, mostly, and don't get me wrong, I have taught the little girls for years.
Yes.
I have some of the top riders in Wellington, Florida are students of mine. I've had some of the top students in Radnor, Pennsylvania, which is the area where I live near, have been my students. But here's what's happening today, Neil. Adults, people with post-traumatic stress, mothers that are so weary, executives. These are people who are so highly, highly skilled, and yet they're suffering.
Yes.
And they're living in tremendous discontent. And so here's where the hammer and the nail piece comes in. I strongly believe that when we are around these animals, we can be transformed.
We definitely
can. And I know it from experience, and I see it in life every day.
So, Mindy, it looks like it's your mission to show what you did with have done with horses your whole life to say that everyone needs to have these experiences. They need to be able to ride them. They need to be able to take care of them in some way, interact with them, because it just, it brings that peace. Think about where horses mostly are. They're not out in the big city most of the time. They're not out in the hustle and bustle. They're in places that are peaceful, where you walk out and you go to a stable and you say to yourself, oh my gosh. Your cell phone activity might not be the greatest. You might not be able to connect to radio stations, but when you drive out to these places or even in a close vicinity, you feel like you're away from the hustle and bustle. That probably decreases stress right off the bat for people, right?
Well, it does. And here's what the researchers are saying. Now, you know, I've always known that horses had this effect, this calming effect. But now we're showing, and of course, in this day and age, and I'm sure you've had a myriad of speakers on your show talking about neuroplasticity and how we can change our brain and our mind,
and
it changes our bodies. I mean, it's such an exciting time to be alive and to learn this stuff. But what the HeartMath Institute has found is that horses have a very large electromagnetic field, much larger than ours, okay? And they can actually measure that. It's something called, bear with me, I think it's a magnetometer.
Okay.
And it can measure the heart's energy field. The horse's energy field is about 8 to 10 times larger than ours.
Oh, my.
And that explains why sometimes just being in their presence can be calming. So they can actually influence our own heart rhythm. They have something that's called a coherent heart rhythm. And what that means is that HRV is what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a coherent heart rhythm, it basically is a way to measure well-being and contentment. And they can measure this with horses and people. So yes, riding horses is wonderful. Growing up with them has been wonderful for me, taking lessons and giving lessons. But here's the deal, Neil. The majority of my clients, they don't ride.
Oh, my.
We are in relation with the horse in a small, enclosed environment, which you call a round pen. And by interacting and certain exercises, you can find out about yourself,
yes,
if that makes sense.
You're able to find out about yourself, Mindy, and that's so key. So it's interesting when you talk about in 2-minute pitch, you really can't tell about horses, and it's not really horseback riding. It's any type of interaction with horses, and that's your ultimate mission. But I mean, when you pet an animal who is a peaceful animal, not one that's going to bite you, not one who's going to bring stress. Pets are a fantastic thing, and animals are, from petting zoos to wherever, that they calm you. But the horses, for some reason, is it because they're calm, peaceful animals that they help bring peace to other people?
So, it's a great question. And what you're saying, you're already very much on the right track, because you already get it from cats to dogs to, you know, to horses to ferrets to, I had a wonderful chinchilla for years. So they all can do that, because as we are petting an animal, or as we are connecting, we are literally changing the neurons in our brain, and we're changing the neurons in their brains as well. But the question, why the horses, is a really good one and a really important one, because horses are large. Hello, that's a no-brainer. But they are prey animals. And what that means is, well, they don't have big claws and big teeth, okay? So they use their energy in non-predatory ways. So in other words, if you see a lion in the bush,
yes,
that lion is going to come right after you, and you've got to get the heck out of town.
You do.
Okay? With horses, if they see a lion in the bush, they can't point to their other herd mates and say, hey, we've got to get out of Dodge. We have to run. That's where the non-predatory, non-verbal intuition comes in.
Wow.
And instead of pointing, they let their other herd mates know their heart rate rises, their blood pressure rises in an instant that we have to flee. Now, okay, so we get that.
Yes.
How does that relate to us? Well, it's very simple. We don't, in today's world, we don't have lions in the bush.
No.
But you know, this is what your show is about. Your show is about making life more fruitful and better for your listeners. So people are under stress. People are suffering. And when I talk
yes.
about suffering, though, I don't need to go all Buddhist on you. All I need is that suffering means when things don't go your way, you're suffering. In that moment, your heart rate rises, your blood pressure rises, your fight or flight is churning within you. And some people, that's how they live their lives, Neil. That's how they live their lives.
Yes.
So what's the antidote? The antidote is to notice. And horses allow us to notice. By noticing them, we can have a template on how we can live.
Mm-hmm. So in your way of saying it is through that connection with the horse, we find out how they're able to run when there are problems, like a herd, or you said, like the non-predatory thing of getting the heck out of Dodge. And we as too don't know when to get out of trouble. We don't know when we're being too
right.
stressed out. But the horse will teach us how to flee when we need to flee. Am I on the right track?
The horse? Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Absolutely. The horse models for us how to live.
Yeah.
So can I walk you through how they live?
Yes, definitely.
So here's how they live. And I got this one afternoon as I was looking. I was doing the dishes, doing a mundane thing in my kitchen. And my sink overlooks a window, and I can see one of my back pastures. And it just came to me. Here's how they live, Neil. They have fuel. They have food.
Okay.
They have movement.
Mm-hmm.
They linger. They rest. And then they repeat. So I'd like to dive into those just for a moment
definitely,
if I can.
Definitely.
Can I dive
yeah,
in? Will you
dive
allow
in.
Me to
yes,
dive in?
Definitely dive in.
So fuel, food. Do we eat to live or do we live to eat? Are we taking care of ourselves
yes.
in a way that can sustain us?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not just talking food. I'm talking about the other things that are non-food that sustain us and lift us up. There's so much in today's world. I mean, just listen to the news that is so challenging.
Yes.
So very challenging, Neil, that we have to have a way that we have the tools to not just rise above it, because that almost sounds like you're just ignoring all that, to be with. That's what compassion means, with passion, to be with. So the second thing horses do is they move.
Yes.
They have movement for exercise. They have movement to saunter from one place to the other. So the exercise piece is very important for us to sustain ourselves in a healthy body. But when I talk about movement, you know, I'm also talking about what do I move towards in my life?
Yes.
Well, just like what I think what Stress Me was talking about. What do I move towards that makes me smile?
Yeah.
And when we talk about moving towards something, we're also almost by default, you know, talking about moving away from something else.
Yes.
What do I need to have less of in my life?
Yes.
How can I put that phone down? So the next two aspects, linger. And I started out the show with this course that's still lingering as I'm watching him. And linger is not necessarily resting. Linger is, I like to think of linger as pausing.
Mm-hmm.
And how often do we pause, and I mean stop, during our days and just notice? I was my birthday was yesterday.
Happy birthday.
And thank you. And I went out with two of my girls. One was my niece, and one was a student that started with me when she's 8 years old, and she's now, I think, 31. Boy, she aged. I did not. But anyway, we went on the trail, and we went through a creek, and about, I don't know, 40 yards in front of me, there was a gray heron that just happened. I happened to be staring at him when he flew, and they flapped these huge Neanderthal-looking wings that are so majestic, and flew under this overpass we were going by. And I said, did you guys see that? Did you see that? I mean,
yes.
Noticing. We can't notice if we don't linger.
Absolutely.
And then, of course, we need to rest. And rest, you know, is the gamut from getting a good night's sleep. And my life kind of gets simplified sometimes. I really determine, like, how I'm doing, but how is my sleep? Because that's when we have to refuel.
Definitely.
To have the strength for our day.
Yes.
And then the horses repeat. So how does that sound to you?
I mean, I think it's a great way to live, but you're saying that just talking about it, Mindy, is not what you got to do. You got to watch the horse. And through working with you and learning from you and dealing with horses on a regular basis for therapy, are you going to figure out, oh my gosh, look at these animals. I got to start living my life more like them. That's where I get it.
I would love that. I would love somebody to have a takeaway just like that, to know that how they live can enlarge my life. And by the way, you know, we can't all be with horses all the time.
Right.
But I wonder if many of us can take a drive.
Yes.
Out to wherever the country might be near where you live. And if you see horses in a pasture, just stop and notice. Don't bring them carrots. Don't feed them anything. You don't want to, you know, you want to come home with your fingers. But just stop and notice.
Definitely. I mean,
it's a wonderful thing.
It seems so wonderful, Mindy, in so many ways. And it's like you... from, you know, the two interviews I've done today, and seeing, you know, specific things that, hey, I got to work on, I got to look at. And it's because of specific things that happened throughout the day or in the morning, or different stresses and over client buildup or too many different things. You got to really look and say to yourself, how am I doing and taking care of myself? How am I doing in all these things? But, you know, people were under so much stress chasing.
Yes.
And horses don't chase,
yes.
Right? That's for sure. You're not going to see a horse chase something.
Well, when they need to, but for the most part, horses, here's the amazing thing about them, Neil.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Horses respond, but they don't always react. They respond in the moment. Hello, that's a novel thought for us.
Right.
In the moment. Like, let's say, I'll give you an example.
Okay.
I have two hay piles. And I have one horse that's eating one hay pile, and the other horse wants that same hay pile. Now, if that horse is alpha, the one that wants the horse to move, he'll go over with the twitch of an ear, the swish of a tail, and that horse eating the hay will move. So the alpha horse will go and get the hay that he wants. Here's the amazing thing, Neil. After it's over. They let go. They're in the moment. It's done. How many of us, when we have interactions, are we able to let go?
It's not many.
Are we able to move back into the non-judgmental state? That's how horses live. Completely. And animals.
Definitely.
That's, of course, why.
I agree.
Dogs.
So Mindy, so once people go ahead and do this, once they go visit, look at horses, do different things, how can they follow this blueprint that you talked about? Because, again, it's such a great thing. And then if they have the opportunity to work with you or people like yourself or get to visit stables and be able to try some of your therapy strategies. What's the recommendation? Well, what should be their next step?
Well, I think taking, well, there's a couple things they could do. The little country drive and just noticing. Now, you know, I wouldn't go into the pasture. I wouldn't do anything because, you know, people can be pretty protective about their animals.
Yes.
So the fact that you're, even if you don't get out of the car,
yes,
the fact that you stop and notice is huge. It is just huge. Even if you watch them just grazing for 5 minutes. Okay, so that's the big piece. So another piece is there's so many things, Neil, in this day and age, working with horses. There's the Wounded Warrior. There's a lot of programs where they are combining equine, you know, facilitated education with equine therapy. I happen to be located right outside of Philadelphia, so people come to me from literally all over the world for workshops, for retreats,
yes,
for one-on-one. And I guess you could also visit a stable. I mean, it's hard to say, Neil, because, you know, believe it or not, even though my whole life was about horses, I didn't start pausing. I saw horses. It pains me to say this, but you're just going to have to bear with me. I saw horses more as a commodity for my own needs as opposed to partnering with them. I have, what you might not know is I have a two-time Pinto Congress champion. So I've, in my discipline, I've traveled to Tulsa twice.
Okay.
And we've won the world twice in my discipline.
Oh, my.
Which was amazing. But I will tell you, that's a challenging road. So my point is, because there's sometimes when you get to the top of your industry, there's things there that you might not like. And that's no different than any organization where you're working your way up the rungs of the ladder,
right?
You know, to hit whatever ceiling you want to hit. And as you know, sometimes you might step on some toes getting up that rung, which again is why the executive piece with the horses is so amazing, because executives, when do they have the chance to work on these soft skills?
Yes.
Listening, noticing, pausing. So it just keeps coming full circle. So it's possible people can go to a stable, but it's hard to say because that stable might not, you know,
yes,
let me put it this way. If you knock on the door of the stable and the office manager and say, hi, I just want to come and stare at a horse.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know. On the other hand, if you drove up to my place and said, I want to, you know, I'd say, well, I understand. You know, it's, you know how it is.
There's, right.
There's,
so here's a question, Mindy, for you, for your, you have so many that you probably are, you have a lot of therapy sessions already scheduled. Your client, you have a lot of clients right now. So your goal is to expand this from just your clients in Pennsylvania to everyone learning from what you teach your clients. Right. And what is that ultimate
Absolutely.
Goal? What are you looking? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I cannot always, not everybody can come to the resonant horse. I totally understand
and
that.
You probably...
But I'm able to come to them.
Oh, there. Okay. How are you able to come to them? Yeah.
I do keynotes. I can come to them.
Okay, so you can come to them. That's the
Absolutely.
Thing.
Absolutely.
And that's fantastic. Do you have a book out yet, Mindy, or are as well?
We're working on it. So my book is I'm dealing with the editors now. It is called From Muck to Magnificent: How Cleaning Horse Stalls Leads to an Astonishing Life.
Well, I love that. Love that. So when that comes out, you have to definitely let me know and stuff. But the best place to find info is you go to your website. Tell us your website.
The website is The Resonant, that's R-E-S-O-N-A-N-T, horse.com. And let's see, and I can be reached at theresonancehorse@gmail.com. And then if you want a little 13-minute snippet, go ahead and check out my TEDx talk, which I did in the fall through Wilmington, Delaware. And that, the easiest way, I think, for that, Neil, is just to go onto YouTube and put in Mindy Chernoff, and it'll pop right up.
Well, Mindy, thanks for the kind words that said that we had a great connection. I hope we continue to stay in touch with each other and help you continue to increase your brand where you're going? Because again, you're unlike lots of people. There are not many people out there teaching through animals the way you're teaching through animals. It's just especially just specifically horses. And as we know from the Kentucky Derby right. this weekend and how horses were on the top of the list, during this time of year, there's going to be a lot more of opportunities, I'm sure, for you to speak and talk about that and for us to look at those animals and understand them. So thanks again for calling, Mindy. Best of luck again. And your website for our listeners one more time to where they can go?
TheResonanceHorse.com.
All right. Thanks, Mindy. Take care.
Thanks, Neil.
See ya. Thank you. Okay, bye-bye. All right. That was the Total Spotlight Show. Take care, everyone.
Boar's Head invites you to enlighten your senses. Introducing Boar's Head Ichiban Teriyaki-Style Chicken. Inspired by Japanese master chefs, our signature teriyaki glaze is crafted with garlic, ginger, and a hint of brown sugar. Then paired with our tender, slow-roasted chicken breast for a flavor that's sweet, savory, remarkably bold. Boar's Head Ichiban Teriyaki-Style Chicken. The bold flavor of Japan. Now available at your local Publix deli.